You had asked why, first of all, in the parsha, what about the faith? Okay, you ask. Tell me.
No,
go ahead.
The woman who's suspected to be unfaithful is supposed to go through a sort of an ordeal just to prove that she is not unfaithful. What about the man? And is the woman supposed to accuse the man to be unfaithful? This is the question.
Good question. So let's go one step at a time. We have in our parasha the mitzvah of a sota. If a woman is unfaithful, the whole procedure. We said that that procedure only works if the husband was faithful. Now, ordinarily, we have laws that guide us with regard to marriage. Even though when we look at marriage, we look at the deeper side of it. We're building a relationship. We're building a Jewish home. We're building something here. But at the base level, we look at marriage, we have to also remember that this is a legal entity, marriage. There are laws, and the Torah gives us the laws and the guidelines, but when we get married, we're making a legal agreement with the person we're marrying. Now, to an extent, that legal agreement is based on whatever the Torah tells us, to 100%, but the Torah also, that to an extent, we have to take into account what's accepted at that day and age. For example, we discussed before that it was accepted for a person to go to sleep without any pajamas, without anything. The Gemara says, in their time, that was so acceptable that anyone that wore pajamas was considered abnormal. Let's say a husband tells his wife, I'm only willing to go to bed in pajamas. And she says, what, are you nuts? She could come to Beis Din and say, I don't want to live. You should pay me my ksuba and I'm free. She's entitled to that. He's asking to behave in an abnormal fashion, quote-unquote, in their times. Let's say she marries him and she finds out that he has certain faults that she couldn't have known beforehand. And these are faults that are unbearable. She couldn't live with him. What? Snoring is a good question. I don't know.
Beating, for example.
What?
Beating.
Okay.
This is a bad habit many have.
Yeah, I hope not.
Also nowadays. Not only in Israel, worldwide.
Okay, so whatever things she finds that are exceptionally not acceptable, things that she has no reason to live with, she could go to Beis Din. Obviously, we wouldn't recommend it. What we're talking about, the letter of the law now.
Yes,
she's entitled to go to Beis Din. She has certain rights, and she could say, either he does away with this, or he gives me my ksuba, and I'm a free woman. Now, let's remember that there are a few aspects emotionally apply also to the legal aspect. Chazal taught us that it's in the best interest of a woman to remain married. A woman, when she's unmarried, not only does she lose status in society, but she also loses a certain element of happiness. There's a certain happiness that every woman has with the fact that she's married. Men are more frivolous. We're more interested in moving on in life and maintaining freedom. We need a home. But we don't have that same interest in having the security of a home.